It's like good seed sown and then bad seed sown. And then at the end, we separate them. But in the meantime, we can't separate them lest we accidentally pluck out the good because they can be so similar in the eyes of those other than God that you would make a mistake. I mean, that's the message of the parable. Everyone knows God's going to judge the wicked in the end. That's not the big secret. The unseen things here are the separation of the children of the kingdom. You know, they probably hadn't looked at the kingdom of God in such stark terms of this and that, and you know, that God sowed good seed. These are the children of the kingdom, and the devil sows the bad seed. These are the children of the wicked one. And ultimately, all that distinguishes them is sin. That's why we need to be delivered. God sent Christ to bless us in turning us from our iniquities. So that when we come to the harvest, we are not tares, but we are fruitful. 30, 60, 100-fold. Verse 31. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. Which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Another parable spoke he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like. Now, please understand that, you know, look at the kingdom of heaven is like good seed sowed in a field, and his enemy comes, and sows bad seed. The parable is the whole thing. The kingdom of heaven is like the entire thing. This parable of the mustard seed relates directly back to what was being said. When he talks about the mustard seed being the least of all seeds, you know, all the seeds that men sow. I know there are smaller seeds technically in the world, but this is talking of seeds that men would plant. And even so, it was the smallest known at the time, or commonly understood. You know, if you were to say, well, the actual smallest seed is Aphodophilus fufula, they would have said, what? If they don't have a name for it, they can't claim, he can't, what is he going to communicate to them? Which a man took and sowed in his field. But then he says, when it is grown, this is, or it shall or may have grown. When it is grown, it is a great tree. It's not, this is an unnatural description of what happens to mustard. It shouldn't grow into a great tree. And the birds of the air. This is what happens in the kingdom of God. You know, the field. Now, what are the things representing here? Is the kingdom the mustard seed? Well, the point is, the kingdom of heaven is like this sowing of a mustard seed into a field. This is how it comes about. Look in the last parable. It's not like all good things going on. There's enemies coming in. There's bad seed being sown. You know, when the man sowed good seed, he expected, right? That natural expectation is good fruit. When you sow the mustard seed, the natural expectation is the mustard seed would grow according to nature. But it does not grow according to nature. But it grows in this strange way into a tree. And the Word of God being sown in the world among men of corrupt minds grows in a strange way. Not according to the way it ought to grow. And the birds are pictures of false ministers. And they lodge in the branches and they make their little nests of corruption and of false doctrine. And the tree grows in a perverse and overgrown manner. You know, you just take a little thing like the Word of God and you throw it out there and you get mega churches. You get the Catholic Church, the biggest mega church of all. You get perversions. You get corruptions. That's what this means. And people are like, oh, what are you talking about? Because everyone wants to see us as this positive thing. Just this little word sown in the world, and it grows into a big tree, and isn't it wonderful? A big religion. Yeah, a big religion. It grows into a corrupt and unnatural thing. The enemy hath done this. The birds come and lodge in its branches. You know, the false ministers. They come and they partake of this tree, which is all grown out of proportion. And out of nature, it has grown into something that is monstrous. Something that is unnatural, unreal. That is how the kingdom of heaven is. And just like this other parable, it's not, notice, there's, you know, the parables don't say necessarily, you know, the kingdom of heaven is like this. A man went forth to sow, and a lot of it was wasted. The kingdom of heaven is like this. A man went forth to sow, and all this wickedness came in, and it grew up briars and thorns and tares. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed, and it grew like crazy. Into a giant tree, a tiny little seed. They take the word and they pervert it into something that is completely alien to what the word is supposed to bring forth. It doesn't, notice it says, a kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which man sowed and it brought forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some hundredfold. No, it brought forth birds and nests and turds and stink and foul. And it brought forth the eggs and it brought forth the little birds chirping for their meals. He said, Paul, what are you nuts? The birds are lodging in its branches. I'm telling you, it's out of proportion. It's a picture of, look at the way Christianity went. The Catholic Church, the big hats, the cardinals have come. You know, the little birds, the cardinals are in the trees. And I just use that bird as an example, but any kind of bird will do. What did the birds represent in the parable of the sower? Well, the wicked one. They are the servants of the wicked one, lodging in the branches of the tree, plucking off the fruit, nibbling at the seeds, preventing. And there's something wrong in the tree, something unnatural. It's like the scripture says, there must be false prophets among you, as there were also among them. This is how it's supposed to be. Come out, you know, this is a picture of Babylon. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. And the other parable is the same thing. The kingdom of heaven is like an leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. Leaven is another picture of evil.